Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host. The pet expert himself is back. We've got Rick Preuss sitting in the Rick Preuss chair. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Oh, it's a pleasure to see you back here, Rick. Last week, I was struggling big time to try and fill your shoes. I just don't have your knowledge, Rick.
Well, no, thank you very much for being there, Lee, and I'm back, and let's have fun.
Well, and we're going to, because, Rick, this show has some real sentimentality to me, because this is our two-year anniversary on the air, Rick. We started on January 9th, 2010 with our first show, and God, do I remember that show and the three pages of notes that I took about what not to do the next time that we were on the microphone. Oh, my goodness. It was an incredible thing. Do you remember back that far, Rick?
Well, you know what? My biggest problem is I forget what happens just a few weeks ago, let alone 2 years ago. Although there were a few memorable moments that are scored into my memory. But it's great to be here. It was fun then, and it's still fun. It's fun to be on the radio, and it's fun to talk to the every person out there that's a pet lover.
Well, you know? Absolutely. And Rick, it's funny because in our last segment, we're going to talk a little bit about some of those unfortunate lowlights, as well as some highlights, because we've had a lot of good ones. But we're not going to spend the entire show talking about that, because believe it or not, Rick, there's a lot going on in the community, and we've got some of your favorite guests that are going to be coming on the show. We've got Jamie Lampman, who's going to be coming in from Ingham County Animal Control. And boy, it's amazing what a job she's done in terms of getting that organization together.
Yeah, we have two local heroes on today. And the reality is that in the pet community, no one is bigger than these two characters. Jamie has been fantastic as a beacon of intense commitment to making sure that the idea that pets improperly cared in the community stops, you know. And and also, you got to remember, there's a large amount of stray animals out there as a result of our own both ignorance and stupidity that somebody needs take responsibility for. And that's the organization that's in our community, that and we're so fortunate to have leaders there as opposed to institutions that are just going through the motions.
No, you're exactly right, because there are a lot of bureaucrats who are in positions like that, but Jamie Lampman certainly is not one. She has put her entire heart and entire effort into really bringing that organization around, and she's done a tremendous job. The other character that you mentioned is Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. Yeah. And again, I think that she too is someone who has put 10 years into really trying to turn people around and get them to understand the importance that bringing people and animals together can have. And that's another organization that has just done yeoman's work in terms of making Lansing really a model community in terms of how we deal with animals and bringing animals and people together.
Yeah, both of them have this approach that nothing's done, that the progress is in the future, irregardless of their accomplishments today. You know, we've seen a lot of things happening with the Humane Society, just the reality of getting this spay-neuter clinic that's not too far away. We're not talking about a spay-neuter clinic. We're talking a whole facility that's been set up, and then that's almost the small issue. The big issue is how do you, one, fund something like that and make it work? And not only are they doing that, they're just nailing it. just knocking it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, no, they've absolutely done a tremendous job. And it's something that, again, Mid-Michigan should be very proud of, because one thing that when we originally first talked about the idea of doing this show, as I stated to you, Rick, I saw Lansing as really a community that has so much resource when it comes to the pet and animal community. Most people know about Michigan State University's vet school and all that the university does, but I just don't think that people thought about the aftermath of that, which is just an extraordinary community of vets and extraordinary business owners and professionals that are out there in the pet community, as well as these organizations that really have just made this community a great place to live. And it's elevated the quality of life here.
Yeah, you know, it's synergistic. You go to the charity events for both Ingham County and for the Humane Society and see the people into attendance. You know, Jamie and Julia can only do what they do when they have enough enthusiasm in the audience. You know, there's it was fun to watch the Humane Society's event really just get feverish as far as people essentially throwing money out there, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars for what? So that we can have a responsible pet community in this neighborhood, because you can't do it with nothing. You can't just, you know, rub two sticks together and expect a Humane Society and an animal control to survive in our community. And they're thinking forward. How do they take what generosity and enthusiasm is in this community, that latent enthusiasm, and parlay that into something that's more functional? You know, both of them are looking for a more functional support to the pet community.
Right. Well, that generosity is very important, because it's not just them. There's also elements where MSU Vet School frequently is raising money in order to provide free vet care for people
who
can't afford it.
It's all over.
It really is. It just pervades the entire pet community, and that's an important part of what distinguishes this community from a lot of others.
Well, we look at both our sponsors, you know, several of our sponsors, when we think of Joy's Pet Outfitter. You know, you don't have a quality facility like that in kind of a lame community, if you will. You know, it takes people going out there and wanting to do right for their pet.
Well,
the emergency clinic.
Well, and that's a really, really important point, because, Rick, we've been here for 2 years, but we would not have been here for 2 minutes if it weren't for the generosity of our sponsors.
Right.
And that begins with you and Pruce Pets. But as you mentioned, it's Joey's. It's the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center. It's Doggy Daycare. It's Mike Morgan out at Mid-Michigan Kennels, sure, and Invisible Fence and Rich Johnson. I mean, we've had a number of tremendous people who have supported this show. The Mount Hope Veterinary Clinic. We've had Wagon Tails and the folks over there. I mean, we've just had a tremendous following that have helped support this program, and frankly have been guests on this program, sharing their passion, sharing their knowledge, sharing what it is that they know and believe about this whole thing. Another one, Riverside Cat Hospital out in Okemos, talking about the issues directly related to cats. I mean, we have been blessed with a tremendous core of sponsors who have been very loyal and frankly care a lot about the pet community as well.
And if they represent what is in our community, and they do, you know, it just lets us know how thankful we are for everything that goes on around us. You know, this community, Michigan State University, Potter's Park Zoo, has been a real supportive.
No question.
You know, coming in whenever we call,
right,
and they'll be here on this seat right next to us and filling us in on everything that goes on right over there at the zoo.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's been really engaging to talk with all of the people that we've had the chance to talk with. And the only problem that we still consistently run into every week is we just never seem to have enough time. And maybe it's because I talk too long. Maybe it's because you talk too long. Or maybe there's just too much to talk about.
Yeah.
But we're going to continue the conversation next with Jamie Lampman right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.